The Girl on the Train is one of the literary breakouts of 2015. Author Paula Harkin's dark psychological thriller topped best of lists all over the country. It's also been made into a movie. Critics called it a worthy successor to Gone Girl. But there is someone else who is benefiting from Harkin's success. It's Allison Waynes, the author of Girl on a Train. That's Girl on a Train minus the article. The Wall Street Journal ripped the lid off this story. David Benoit, who is the reporter who wrote it, is with us from New York. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, David, how did you discover that people were confusing these two books?
Well, through a little of my own experience, really. This is one of those stories that I got the book from my mother, who had read Miss Wayne's book, passed it over to me. I read it in its entirety, and it wasn't until after that that we realized, hey, wait a second, there's another book out there that people are actually talking about.
Well, how did you know that? Remember the plot or something?
No, what's funny about this story is the plots are somewhat similar. They're both set in contemporary London with, you know, female authors and female protagonists and trains.
But you dug a little deeper.
I talked to a lot of people that have read the book. I actually spent some time on the Amazon reviews. An incredible number of people were buying the wrong book. And it seems like mostly they were buying the ebook, right? You go on Amazon, you click the first Girl on a Train book you see on your Kindle, and maybe you never look at the cover again when you're reading. So you don't realize that it's a different author. You don't realize it's different. I have found out actually relatively recently that my mother actually bought the book in a bookstore. So she didn't misclick. She literally picked up the wrong book. So Miss Waynes has had a booming year for herself. Her writing had always been a hobby for her. She sold over 30,000 copies, she told me, of the book this year.
I loved her quote in your piece. She said, I'm making more money than I ever have.
Yeah.
How much money did she make, do you think?
You know, we didn't get a dollar figure on it, but she's not doing too poorly. And she's excited. She's got another book coming out. We've seen this happen before where a young author wrote a book that Stephen King then published a book with the same title. She did really well. And now she has a new book out this year that's doing very well. In part because she had become a little bit famous with the Stephen King mishap.
So this could happen to Miss Waynes as well.
Sure. If you name your book right, it seems like a pretty good strategy for an up-and-coming author.
Well, she went first. Is that right?
I mean, that is true. That is true. Miss Waynes wrote her book, published it in 2013, and really hadn't gotten much attention at all until a couple weeks after Miss Hawkins' books hit the shelves and sort of flying off the shelves. I mean, she sold over 6.5 million copies.
So we can't really say that Allison Waynes has done a dreadful injury to Paula Hawkins.
No, certainly not. I think she's benefited a bit, but I think Miss Hawkins is doing quite fine with her year.
What was the funniest story you heard in doing the reporting for this book?
I talked to several people who have showed up at book clubs, and they started talking about The Girl on the Train, the bestseller, and about this alcoholic woman who's trying to find out about her ex-husband. And the readers I talked to were like, hey, wait a second, that's not the book I read. What are you talking about? One woman who I talked to actually liked Miss Wayne's book better than Miss Hawkins' book and made the club read Miss Wayne's book instead.
So what about you and your mom? Which did you like better?
They both had, I would say, their own attributes. I'm not actually sure my mother's read the Miss Hawkins' book yet. Each had its own readability, and they're both sort of page turners. I really wanted to get to the end of both of them.
Well, thank you very much, David.
Thanks for having me.
David Benoit covers finance for The Wall Street Journal.